and you said if you bought a house for less money, you would have made it.
Yeah.
But most people, like Jim, say, why don't we buy a house really next to me? Why do we have to buy another one? And we can afford a house. We can buy our house now at just every price. So we just stayed, and we're fine. I mean, Eric, because we bought it way before this happened. We bought
it.
There are layoffs. That was very cool. Pressure on housing.
Yeah,
more
yeah,
foreclosures, downward valuations.
People are, I think, for the first time, people aren't moving here, right?
Oh, yeah. Population growth is flat.
It's flat, yeah. So I bet people are there leaving, some of them. Yeah. If they've got a place to go, if they have a job, they can't get put in the first place and figure out how they're going to go back.
That's what draws people.
Yeah.
That's what draws people.
So,
I guess we're hoping on retirees.
Yes. That's a big driver of the economy in Phoenix or Tucson. That's a little
future. You mean for like the Miami people that want to live?
Well, Iowa
people, though, this is a bit small.
That's true.
Iowa.
Well, anybody from the other, from the rest of the world, people that don't like the city or commercial every time they go to the city.
You know, this week, when I look out the window, it reminds me of and this is what it's like.
You know, they're not designed to be a 40 foot tall.
Here you've got so much sunshine you get
Mr. Wagner, I don't have Miss Jackson on my screen. Is she ready to go?
She is ready and waiting.
Okay, good. Well, it's 10 o'clock, so this is agenda A08-10 of the Public Utilities Commission of Nevada, our administrative agenda, and item 1A is brought to us by our general counsel.
Thank you, Chairman. Some of the bill draft BDRs are becoming bills, and since the session will be starting before long, we thought it would be a good idea to bring we brought you the current list of, there are 17, as of the time we did this, there were 17 BDRs that had become bill drafts. And those are, they were, have been provided to you. Also, a copy of each bill has also been provided to you. And then the BDRs that we determined, or at least looked at to think that they may be relevant to what the commission does. There are only two bills that we have ourselves. If you remember, you voted. One is AB 24, and that one is the one that pertains to basically changes in executive director's description, as well as travel. And the other one is the judicial, changing the judicial review, make it very clear that we are governed by our particular statute and not by the APA. But the rest of them, what I thought we could do today, and I don't want to spend lots and lots of time with it, is I'm recommending that we have different types of bills. And so we have electric bills, gas bills, safety bills, telecom bills, undergrounding, water and wastewater, renewable energy, open meeting law issues, judicial review, personnel, and administration. And all of these bills, my recommendation, or our recommendation, would be that the personnel and administration would be handled by Donna Scott and Crystal Jackson, because those are the areas in which they deal. That the open meeting law issues and judicial review, that general counsel would track those and deal with them as they arise and communicate back to the commissioners. We have a proposed, as you can see, a bill tracking procedure that we kind of worked out, where Stephanie Herrera, who's the public information officer, and Darcy Hayden, who's general counsel's legal assistant, will work with these bills, and once they've been designated with a particular committee, and when we say committee, that means, let's say, if Commissioner Burton Shaw decided she wanted to do a water bill, that then she would, whichever person that she would want to designate to assist her in that would be the committee. And the same with Commissioner Wagner or Chairman Thompson. Whichever ones you wanted, if you wanted a staff member to assist you or you wanted general counsel to assist you, that's the committee. So that's what is being referred to here. And then Darcy and Stephanie would coordinate with the committee the bill itself and the hearings and so on as much as possible. So I guess at that point, I was wondering if you, any of you, if you had suggestions as to if you wanted to specifically designate each one of these bills for one of you, if you wanted to delineate them as a electric, gas, safety, telecom, undergrounding. I know that Hearing Officer Noble and Winslow also have experience in some of these areas, and especially with the legislature. Undergrounding specifically, I know that Ms. Winslow has handled that in the past, telecom. So I don't, that is kind of what we're here to do today as far as the, which really leaves electric, gas, safety, telecom, undergrounding, water, wastewater, renewable energy. Now, I know that Commissioner Wagner is very active in renewable energy, and so, but I don't know that maybe the other commissioners would also be interested in following, tracking, being responsible for some of these bills, too. And as the bills become available, as these VDRs turn into bill drafts, we will bring them, before you. And, and as you know, sometimes legislators will present bills as the session goes on, and then they may be relevant to us, too. And I don't know exactly which ones of those now will be forthcoming. So with that, I could turn it over to you as to maybe discussing how you would like to handle this, or if you would like to do it by section or by individual.
I don't have a preference. Commissioners? Commissioner Wagner?
I think at this point it's easier to do kind of the generalities than to go through and I mean, we can, and then I get stuck with most of them. No, just kidding. Because every legislator loves renewable energy. I don't have a preference. I would like to do the renewable energy section, and I'm certainly willing and able, since I am, and Carson, to be backup for anybody else and whatever gets left over, because telecom's really fascinating to me, too. So I'll take renewable energy, so that takes off a bunch of stuff on this list. Beyond that, I'm flexible.
Well then, I suppose if you wanted to do it that way, then any electric bills, we could do it that way, by section at this point. And then if someone wanted to do the electric bills, gas bills, safety, telecom, undergrounding, water, wastewater. That's what's left. The others would be renewable energy, which would be Commissioner Wagner, who's just volunteered, open meeting law and any judicial review, or any other kinds of legal types of things that would affect the commission and its operation would be general counsel would follow that. And then the administrative and personnel issues would be tracked by the Donna and by Crystal. So who would like to, I guess electric needs to be addressed first then.
Do you have an interest in that?
Sure. I'm suspecting that's electric, that's not renewable energy.
Yes.
And associated.
So as you can see, a majority of the bills are renewable bills this session as of now. So.
Okay. I can do electric. I can also do, I'd be happy to do water and wastewater too, since that seems to be my forte. I don't know if that's good or not.
And I'm happy to take the remainder. I think we're all going to be working together on these anyway. But
and Chairman, you could, for example, if you wanted to designate a committee to help you with the telecom bill, that would, you could have, Hearing Officer Winslow help you. So, it could work like that.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
Nope, but you need to vote to accept this.
All right, and are there other questions or comments before I make the motion?
Actually, I just wanted to ask, Ms. Cohen, how do you envision the commission taking a position on bills? So let's take, for instance, there's a bill, let's just say, to increase net metering, because that's already out. Anne Marie and I come up with, you know, we analyze it, and yes, Anne Marie, you've been volunteered as my committee. Then do we make a recommendation to the commission about a position, or do we just track it? How are we going to integrate adopting a commission position, or are we going to do like what we did last time and just be neutral on everything?
I thought, is Mr. Noble there?
He is.
Okay, because we kind of tried to address this, and when we were dealing with the what they had done in Washoe County, isn't that correct, Dave? So could you maybe elaborate on that a little bit, because you were the one that worked on that aspect?
Sure. Once people have been designated to certain areas and the bills that fall into those, it would be anticipated that you would get together with whoever you want as your committee, discuss those, and to come up with a position at the next available agenda, you would present that for discussion. Okay. And so that you have the backing of the commissioners, you know where the general direction should go. If there happens to be times where bills come up, things change directions between agendas, you take, it's basically the guidance that you've been given before, or what you think is would be in the commission's interest, and pursue that, but then update the commission at the next available agenda.
Okay, fair enough. That makes sense. It'll be interesting to see how it works with us. So, thank you.
Anything else? Okay, then I move we accept General Counsel's proposed recommendations on assignment of personnel to track legislation and testify before the legislature for the 76th legislative session.
Second.
Concur.
Item 2A, Ms. Jackson.
Thank you, Chairman. Item 2A is an amendment to our administrative policy with respect to our agency travel. It's policy 3.1. The commission recently approved these policies. There has been a change in the state administrative manual with respect to texting. And unfortunately, the state is not going to allow texting while driving a state agency or a state vehicle any longer. So the change in the policy is referenced on page 36, and it just indicates that electronic wireless communication device while driving to write, send, or read a text-based communication is prohibited. And that is for your consideration and vote this morning.
Questions or comments, commissioners?
I just want to clarify, Ms. Jackson, that's just in, if I'm in a motor pool vehicle.
Any state agency vehicle. So Okay. If you're in one of our agency vehicles, it applies as well.
But if I'm in my own car driving through Washoe Valley, I can read all my email. Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Then I move we accept the amendment as proposed.
Second.
Concur.
2B.
Thank you, Chairman. 2B is with respect to Internal Administrative Policy 3.3, which is the agency vehicle use policy. And again, this is along the same lines with respect to texting. The language changes are on page 44, and it basically goes through the various do's and don'ts with respect to write, sending, or reading a text-based communication. And again, that is for your consideration and vote.
Questions or comments, commissioners? I move we accept the amendment as proposed.
Second.
Concur.
2C.
2C is another change. This is to policy 4.5 with respect to the supervisory and managerial training. And this was as a result of the Personnel Commission changing NAC 284.498, which is training of supervisory and managerial employees. Essentially, the training is simplified. It makes it easier for state agencies to track compliance of the training that's required. And although the change requires supervisors and managers to take refresher courses more frequently, they do have online courses that they've added for the convenience of these employees. There is also a new requirement which will provide the supervisors and managers with the latest changes to regulations and processes. This was approved by the legislature October the 15th, so it is currently effective. The changes are on page 63 and 64 of the policy. Again, for your consideration and vote.
Commissioners, questions or comments? Then I move that we accept the amendment as proposed.
Second.
Concur.
2D.
Item 2D is a summary of our fiscal year 2011 financial information as of last week. There's no surprises here. Category 01, personnel services, we are continuing to closely monitor this category. And as you know, we had a shortfall of $128,000 from last legislative session with respect to the budget cuts. So we are continuing to try to offset this funding shortfall through vacancy savings. In the event we don't have enough to get us through the fiscal year, we would have to go over to IFC. So I will continue to keep you posted on that category. In category 11, the grant, the ERA grant, we are continuing to draw down funds. With respect to that grant, we've so far have drawn down $106,000 for that. And we still have, I think, it was a total of, I think, $286,000, if I recall. Additionally, our reserve is right on track. We are projecting about $2.4 million at the end of this fiscal year, and our reserve range for the optimum is $2.2 to $2.7 million.
Any comments, commissioners? All right, item 2E.
Item 2E, the governor-elect sent over an invitation to the commission in the event we wanted to provide anything, any milestones for the State of the State address. And regulatory operations staff has put together a little narrative with respect to energy diversification and safety, the safety program. And so that is in draft form for your review and consideration today. If we do want to send something over, it is due over to the governor's office by December the 23rd.
Questions or comments, commissioners?
I would only comment that I think these two issues, certainly approving the online transmission line and our efforts in safety, particularly in light of what happened in San Bruno in California, are two points that are really important. Even though the commission does all kinds of great things year-round, I think these are two highlightable issues that I think are great to send over to the governor's office.
Mr. Burtonshaw?
I agree.
Okay. All right, then I move we accept the proposal for the State of the State submittal.
Second.
Concur.
I believe I've been advised that item 2F has been deferred. Item 2G.
Item 2G, the only thing I have to add there is that the Legislative Commission met last week. They did consider our recent LCB audit report, and these were the corrective measures that I brought forward it's been about a month ago now. They had no questions on that. They also discussed the AB 518 report, which was the report on telecom competition, and they didn't have any questions on that report either. So I just wanted to update you that the Legislative Commission didn't have any questions on those two matters.
Okay. Item 3A, comments by the general public, if any. Are there comments in Carson City?
There is no general public.
And there's no general public in Las Vegas. We're adjourned.